This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As many of you can see, I'm in the darkness, there's a light shining on me. You automatically think that I'm alone. There are times in our life where we need to be alone on purpose. But for what purpose? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have undivided attention. The one that is mindful of Allah puts themselves in situations to be mindful of Allah. When we realize in Islam there is something called i'tikaf, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make a spiritual retreat individually by himself in the mosque for 10 days. To make sure that he is fulfilling the worship of Allah in different manifestations. Saying his name, repeating his name, reading the Quran, praying, and just having tadabbur and tafakkur, to ponder and think. That is what I recommend for you all, and that is one of the characteristics of the mindful people. That they have what is known as at-tabattul. At-tabattul. In the chapter of Al-Muzammil, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, when he received the revelation of Iqra, and he rushed hurriedly to his wife Khadija, his best friend, and he laid in her lap, told her, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the chapter, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, O the one covered in garments, stand at a portion of the night. In later verses, he says, Wadhkur isma rabbika wa tabattal ilayhi tabatila. Remember the name of your Lord and seek devotion to Him wholeheartedly. So at-tabattul huwa al-inqita' li'ibadatillah. At-tabattul, it is having undivided attention and seclusion to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Ibn al-Qayyim subhanallah here, he mentions that this tabattul la yaqumu illa bi shay'in. Al-inqita' wal-ittisal. He said it doesn't happen except with two things. Al-infisal wal-ittisal. Separation and connection. Separation and connection. What is a separation? Ibn al-Qayyim says, هُوَ الْإِنْقِطَاعُ قَلْبِهِ عَنْ حُظُوظِ النَّفْسِ. It is the separation of the heart from the things in which it desires for other than Allah. To separate oneself from that. To fast from their phone if need be. To turn your phone off to where you will not have any distractions. To be in a situation to where you are alone. And you start to think about life. You start to think about the good that you have been given. And the bad that you have done. The things that you have done that have not been beneficial for you in this life and ultimately in the next. Wal ittisal. And it is connecting with Allah. So when you are alone, do not think about frivolous things that don't benefit you. Think about those things, but always connected to an attribute of Allah that further engages your connection and concentration and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the manners of the mindful person is that they voluntarily seclude themselves to remember the one that created them. And that is a characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with that, we see the person that becomes mindful, a muttaqi, one that knows and thinks about life for what it really is worth. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.